Art, the Zags being ranked number one in the nation is certainly a rare feat, but some are questioning whether they deserve it.
Everybody's a critic. East Coast bias, you know. I think they deserve it because I saw them in December when they played their annual Battle in Seattle game at Key Arena, and they played Kansas State, a very good team, which is now ranked ninth in the country. They beat them by 14 points, and I wrote then, this is a Final Four team, Gonzaga. And I've seen nothing since to say that I was wrong about that. They have all the elements in terms of a quality point guard and a quality big man that is kind of the base requirement for success in the tournament. They've got a very good coach who's very settled in Gonzaga, wants to stay there, doesn't want to go big time, so you can't undercut his recruiting by saying, oh, he's going to be gone in 2 years or something like that. And they've just made a powerhouse, a national brand of their basketball program. And this particular year, parity is everywhere in the college basketball scene. So no one team stands out. The criticism comes from the weak schedule that Gonzaga plays in conference because the West Coast Conference, of which they have won, is not a strong powerhouse. It's not part of the Big Six of basketball conferences, and therefore they call it a mid-major conference. And so people tend to denigrate the validity of it, but they've beaten just about everybody they play. They've only lost two games, and they were both to quality opponents. And so I think they are as deserving as anyone of number one, and I see no reason why they can't go far.
Well, and they go outside their conference as well.
Right, and that's where they made the dent, I think. They played five Big 12 teams and beat them all. And so I think there's a lot of reasons to give Gonzaga just as much credit as Indiana or some of the other teams. And I have no doubt that they're going to represent well. This is not going to be a one-and-done deal for Gonzaga.
This was also a first for the state, and Gonzaga certainly has overshadowed the two big Pac-12 teams from Washington, University of Washington and Washington State. They're both playing in the Pac-12 tournament this weekend.
Right. If you're an open-hearted sort of person, you should be cheering Gonzaga just because it's, you know, a state school and the Northwest brand and all that sort of thing. But if you bleed purple and crimson, you may not like this because Gonzaga has dominated Washington so much that the Huskies quit playing them in 2006. But interestingly enough, the Cougars played Gonzaga this year and lost by only 2 points. It was one of the toughest games of the year, and the Cougars have gone on to lose nine in a row until they beat UCLA Wednesday night. So there's some parity in the Pac-12, too. Both the Cougars and the Huskies are playing this weekend, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Huskies can maintain a little bit of momentum that they have started now by winning three games in a row and certainly playing better than they have at any other time this season.
Seattle is getting part of the Pac-12 action, hosting the women's tournament this weekend.
Right, and this is kind of a foothold in the event hosting business that Seattle used to be very good at. All the Pac-12 teams are going to be playing here throughout the weekend, and it was playing in L.A. for 4 years, but the women's tournament and really the men's tournament never stood out. It never drew. So the men's tournament will be in Las Vegas and the women's tournament will be in Seattle on a 3-year contract in which they hope to grow the audience each successive year. And I think it could be fun, and it's a cheap ticket. They're available, and Key Arena will have some hoops action in March, which I think is pretty cool.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.